"You're late," she said without looking up.
"I'm not late," Marcus replied, closing the door behind him. "You're just early."
She finally looked at him, then eyes sharp, measuring him like she was trying to decide whether he was telling the truth or just hoping she would believe him.
"Did you bring it?" she asked.
Marcus reached into his jacket slowly and placed a small envelope on the table between them. He didn't push it toward her. He just left it there.
"Everything you asked for," he said.
She tapped the envelope once with her finger but didn't open it. "And the other thing." Marcus shook his head. "That wasn't part of the deal." She leaned back in her chair and smiled slightly.
"Everything is part of the deal. You just don't always know it yet."
For a long moment, neither of them moved. Then Marcus finally pushed the envelope toward her.
"After this," he said, "we're done."
She picked up the envelope and stood.
"No," she said.
"After this, you're in."
"You're late," she said without looking up.
"I'm not late," Marcus replied, closing the door behind him.
"You're just early."
She finally looked at him, eyes sharp, measuring him, like she was trying to decide whether he was telling the truth or just hoping she would believe him.
"Did you bring it?" she asked.
Marcus reached into his jacket slowly and placed a small envelope on the table between them. He didn't push it toward her. He just left it there.
"Everything you asked for," he said.
She tapped the envelope once with her finger but didn't open it.
"And the other thing."
Marcus shook his head.
"That wasn't part of the deal."
She leaned back in her chair and smiled slightly.
"Everything is part of the deal. You just don't always know it yet."
For a long moment, neither of them moved. Then Marcus finally pushed the envelope toward her.
"After this," he said, "we're done."
She picked up the envelope and stood.
"No," she said.
"After this,
you're in."